every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACAGAPA, SLA, SLAACRRRMM. What was the new one I heard about the other day? Not CR.
LR.
LR. What? Life Recovery or something?
Yeah.
HAPA. LMNOP.
QRST.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta. Going to do the Greek alphabet. We don't speak for any of those guys.
Or any of the Anons.
That's true. We don't speak that well for ourselves. As you'll soon see, at least I don't. Hi. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly,
the fresh maker.
Will you stop
girl.
With that? I am not a Mento.
And Mark.
The Mento thing is getting old.
Just trying to help out.
That doesn't
with
mean
what?
That doesn't mean Bruce will stop doing it.
How are you trying to? How is that?
Yeah.
What is that in aid of?
Because it gets you a little motivated, a little pissed at me. Get you up for the show.
I'm as up as I'm going to get.
No,
this
I'll
is
bet.
As
no,
up
I'll
as
bet
I
if I annoy you more, you can get more up.
The only thing that could possibly get me more annoyed would be a story about the TSA.
Do we have one?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure there is.
Where's your stand?
Somewhere.
Oh, my music stand. I'll be back.
Oh, so.
Let's talk about driving.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Let's talk about driving.
Driving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if Shelly will get annoyed about that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, she won't drive on the freeway.
Bruce and Shelly stole 7 minutes and 40 seconds from my life today.
Yeah, it was.
They
had, no,
they had
you
to
don't
tell
know.
Me a story.
Yeah, that's from your life. You should have seen how much was missing from my life today, and hours of borrowing trouble all day long.
Yeah, but my life's important.
Perfect, perfect. You almost good there, Shelly?
That's good, Shelly.
Shelly's got a nice.
Oh, she does.
It's a nice music stand.
There you go.
Was who sent the money for this?
Bill.
Bill. Shout out to Bill P.
But Sarah went and got it.
Yes, she did. But it's awesome. It's a cool little music stand. It's good.
Are we done bantering now?
Like apparently, because that was like 40 seconds of riveting show I've ever heard.
You know what, Mark? You wouldn't have had to listen to us for 7.5 minutes. You could put your fingers in your ears and go la, la, la. That probably would have been more interesting.
And that would have helped you not lose the 7 minutes of time you lost.
Right, yeah, because that would have been much more valuable.
That would have been
it would have been a little more valuable, but...
It's a value-added product from Recovery 101
today. I could have sat here and gone...
La, 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 la. Yeah, Sarah lost 4 minutes.
Just killed here.
Okay.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Save us, Shelly, save us.
One of these days I'm going to, like, bust in on you guys and just doot-doot right over you.
Okay.
Take your best shot.
Okay, I've lost the top page of my boozy news. It went down the back of the freezer.
Okay.
So
wow.
So I don't know who the shout-outs are tonight, so let's just shout-out to everybody.
Well, just the laundry list of shout-outs?
Well, that's
Sarah.
Let me guess. Sarah, Donald.
Robert.
Fran. There was a new girl.
Deborah.
Phil.
Chris.
Connor.
We'll just shout out to everybody. Marie. Who else
Donnie.
Has sent us? Oh, Maggie sent us boozy news before.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Okay. So we've just shouted out to everybody.
I don't know how many people even have heard that.
Shout.
Let it all out.
Yeah.
These are the things we can do without.
Come on.
I'm talking to you.
Come on.
Okay. At any rate.
Certain things Shelly just cannot resist.
She won't do it to the one thing, but any 80s, like, one-hit wonder, yeah, she just can't stop herself.
Yeah.
Okay. In San Antonio, Texas, the city and county governments in various areas of the city, I suppose. It says San Antonio, but then it says county, so I don't know. They're using about a dozen billboards to fight drunk driving.
They put them up on the freeway and hoping for cars will stop.
No, they're putting the billboards up, and the billboards have a picture of somebody who's gotten a DUI, and their name, and the like what their BAC was, and like the other information from their arrest on a billboard.
Nice.
Hoping to, like, you know, name and shame people into like thinking, ooh, maybe I don't want to get a DUI.
They gonna do that with hookers?
Wow, where was Jeff Evans drinking at?
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go try
they
that.
Gonna bar. Do it with hookers? Or like, I know that girl.
No, it just says DUI.
Okay.
Actually, they call them DWI.
Is it legal? I suppose so.
No, it's illegal. That's what it's a
Texas.
Crime.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
It's
he
Texas,
means the, back, the
oh.
billboards themselves. I mean,
no,
I think so because it's public okay. records. You can go
and
look it up.
It's Texas. In Texas, you can. I think you can shoot someone legally. Like if
just
because
you don't
at,
like them.
If you look
right.
at you wrong.
We're tough and we're Texan.
Okay. Now, bear with me because this. I'm doing the other half of the Boozy News from Wednesday that I downloaded from Wednesday from everybody. So I haven't seen this in 4 days. At the World Trade Center.
At the site,
yes, at the where the memorial is going to go in.
Uh-huh.
The American Association of Atheists is suing the city because they are including a cross made out of two beams that were left as a remnant of the building when it collapsed.
I remember those two beams. Remember that? That
yes.
was a big famous
the
picture.
The two beams were already a cross. They didn't actually make it. They
right.
Just
they
kept
didn't.
It.
It. They just kept it because it was like one of the few pieces, intact mm-hmm. pieces of the building that remained.
This is the American...
Atheists.
They should go to hell.
They should
but
go
they
to
don't
hell.
Believe in hell.
Oh, that's
They're
right.
They're going to.
They're going to real fast.
Yeah, they don't believe in... That's true. They don't believe in hell.
They said that they would drop their lawsuit if the people who are creating the memorial would include all religions or none. They said it's all or none. You can't have one. To which the people on the committee replied that there were also elements of because the memorial is made up of parts of things that they found at the site.
Right.
So there are yarmulkes and Star of Davids and things that you know people that owned. So right. there are at least two religions that are represented.
Okay,
if they
a
find
minute.
A group of beams that look like a menorah,
yeah, how
they
how
should, they can leave that up too?
How far do you go with that though? Like, what was the guy? What was he wearing on his head the other day to go to on the airplane?
Wearing on his head?
Right. He wanted to wear something like for his driver's license picture.
Oh, the spaghetti strainer.
So now do
yeah.
we have to include that religion as well? It's like, is it
yeah. Oh, yeah, the Pastafarians. They're called Pastafarians.
All religions?
Yes.
So you have to find them all. Do you have to put
a spaghetti
strainer
yeah.
on there?
Yeah. Pastafarians.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And the fact is that people of all religions came to that part of the building because it offered them comfort, whether or not it was shaped like a cross or not.
So if you found a beam with a towel wrapped around the top of it?
You can send
sweet.
Your mail to Mark. Okay.
It's merely a depends.
Depends on what?
That's what I'm saying. On who's wearing it, I guess.
At any rate, if you are in the habit, and I'm sure that there are quite a few listeners out there who may have been.
Nuns?
In the habit of stealing things from hotels. Maybe I shouldn't say steal. Maybe I should say...
acquiring?
Repositioning.
All people right now who have an ashtray in your thing that says, like, Hilton Las Vegas, raise your hand. You know?
Not me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bet there is in this house somewhere.
Soap.
No.
Well,
I'm
shampoo.
Positive there is.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You may not have seen it, but
that's
I'm right. positive there is in one
you
of these
what?
Boxes out here. You bet.
You know what?
I didn't steal it.
I didn't say you stole it.
Tonight, that stuff came with it.
I think...
No, it does
I think
not.
There is.
At any rate, a large number of hotels, started actually in Hawaii, are putting radio frequency chips in their robes and towels to keep people from stealing them.
Yeah, robes and towels. But you know what? They want you to take, like, ashtrays and coasters. That's why they have the name prominently displayed
on them. They want you to take anything with their name on it.
It's cheap advertising for them. I used to work for a company in the city of Azusa, and we did decals for glass. And the number one thing we did was ashtrays for Vegas. And I said, why is there, you know, what did these guys just break tons of ashtrays? And the guy said, no. They leave them out so that people will steal them so that their hotel's thing is in everybody's house. Apparently, robes are a lot more expensive, though.
Robes and towels and linens.
Wait, and then they have some NSA tracking satellite that tracks these things?
Yeah, when you check out, they scan your suitcases.
Nice.
It has saved this. The hotel that started it in Hawaii, which the name actually is not on the story, the hotel that started doing it in Hawaii started saving $16,000 a month that way. So
that's a lot.
So and other hotels are following suit now. So don't steal any towels, robes, or linens.
It's difficult to fault them for that. If you're losing that much, that's a hunk.
Yeah.
$16,000 a month. That's a lot. It's getting close to $250,000 a year.
In central Vermont, Isaac Turnbow was acquitted of murdering a coworker at a pizza restaurant in 2004. He's now 28 years old, and he walked into the police station and said, I did it, and confessed to it.
I saw that.
So now, wait a minute.
They can't do anything about it.
Double jeopardy.
Wow.
Double jeopardy. There's no new evidence. They've looked. They've tried to find new evidence. They've tried to find some other way to charge him. They can't. They can do nothing.
Famous murders for 800, Alex.
How did he kill the original person?
He shot him.
Wow.
But he got off. He was completely acquitted. And, you know,
never mind.
That's really nice of him, though, to provide closure for the family.
Yeah. Well, I did it. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I'm wondering, what if this is part of this guy's ninth step?
Think about The Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah, what if this is part of this guy's ninth step?
Brown family. Nicole Brown family, you know, they never know who killed their daughter. Because O.J. was acquitted.
We all know who killed their daughter.
Yes, we all know. The entire world knows who killed her daughter. You weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Glove didn't fit.
That's what you want to do. Give the glove to an actor. Hey, put this glove on. I can't.
Yeah, well, Mark, we were just over here talking. What if this him doing this is part of his ninth step?
What if? It's a hell of a ninth step. Because you know what? Man, if I went back to go to... I would be assuming, even though I know there's no double jeopardy... I'd be assuming that I'd be going to jail, you know, for something.
You are at some point.
All they need to find is new evidence. Somebody somewhere is going to find something. Mark's shaking his head no.
Yeah, try him twice for the same crime.
Nope. Let's see. What
he's walking.
Of course, the family should probably sue him civilly.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Of course, civil.
It doesn't say in the story whether they're going to do it.
Well, they can now because he admitted to it.
You've only got 24 months to file a civil case, I think.
Yeah, that does have a limitation on it, but murder does not have a statute of limitations.
Is it more than 24 months since he got acquitted?
2004.
Yeah, he was acquitted in 2004. He just recently confessed.
Wow.
I'm turning pages.
Talk about skating. Guy's going to have a seminar on how to get away with murder.
Okay. In Salt Lake City...
Utah.
The name is actually not on the story, but he was a 29-year-old man. He walked into a 7-Eleven. He took two 40-ounce bottles of beer from the cooler, walked up to the clerk and said, I'm not paying for this. Have a good night, and walked out of the store.
He's very gentlemanly about it.
The beer thief actually said to the clerk, if you don't like it, you can call the police. And he did. The police found him in a nearby park drinking the beers. They went to arrest him. They challenged him. And not challenged him.
To a duel?
The officers approached him, and the man, the 29-year-old man, challenged them to a fight.
That's a bad deal.
Fisticuffs.
Yes. They finally, after a brief struggle, they finally got him handcuffed and arrested. He actually wanted somewhere to spend the night.
No kidding. I got a couple beers, dinner, and a cot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to hang out in the park for a while.
Yeah.
It didn't cost me anything.
Nope.
If you don't like it, call the cops. Okay.
Okay. Stupid study of the week.
Is there funding? Was there funding?
Of course.
Actually, I don't have the name of the publication that it was in, so it may have been publicly funded. Since it doesn't say, I'm guessing publicly funded.
So it was funded by us.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does publicly funded mean anyway?
That means we paid for it.
That means our tax dollars paid for it?
Privately funded means that a private corporation or somebody funded it. A survey of 2,744 Detroit area high school students has found that adolescents who were prescribed medications and acknowledged having fooled around with them were also more likely to abuse other drugs.
Duh.
Duh.
Wow.
We spent money on that.
And in Detroit.
Yes.
Detroit, where almost no one lives anymore. It's like the entire city is moving out.
They also found 22% also acknowledged having sold their medication to get money to buy other drugs.
I could have told them that for half the money.
I could have told them that for free if they'd called me.
Just write, yeah, but you know, don't want to do that. Write me a check.
Well, all right then. Let's see. We'll do one last quick one here. Well, it's not really quick, but we can make it quick. The security company, the computer security company McAfee, has
the virus guys.
Has uncovered intrusions, infiltrations on the computer networks of 72 organizations, including the United Nations, various governments, and private companies around the world. And although McAfee won't confirm this, other computer experts who have studied their data say that all of the evidence points to the government of China having done the break-ins.
There is a tremendous amount of that. One of the things that when I'm looking at things to do with our show, Recovery 101, is has to do with stuff that is seen from behind the Great Firewall of China, they call it. And if because you'd be surprised at how limited their access is inside China for people to listen to like podcasts, although ours is able to be heard. But there's a lot of them that aren't.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me at all that the Chinese are behind it.
Yep. And that's the end of the boozy news.
Chinese trying to steal our podcast.
You know what the problem is with the Chinese doing that? An hour later, they have to do it again.
Yeah. Nice.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
There you go. See? It just depends on how you do it.
That's right.
The way it works. If I say take on me.
Take me on.
See? There you go. I have a picture.
Pinned to my wall.
See? There you go.
A picture of you, me and of you, and we're laughing and loving it all.
Look at all lives now.
They're so tattered and torn.
Mark, do we have a topic that'll save us from this 80s love fest of... Name that tune.
Bad hair lyrics. Do they all have the same accent from that era, too?
Yes, because it was
everybody.
The British Invasion Part 2.
Everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. It's all like this. All of it.
Some guy with like a big like belt buckle and a guitar and sings with an English accent.
Once I ran to you, oh.
Now I run from you.
Yeah, we're waiting
for
the
time. Enjoying this. This
tainted love I've given.
I give you all a boy could give you.
Take
my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
This is a Fran ringtone right here.
Mark! What?
Sarah's about ready to kill us.
Sarah wants to kill me. I'm just sitting.
give a yeah. topic.
You know, it's your job to give a topic, Mark.
You know what's the greatest? You know what's the greatest with the way the mics are now? People will totally hear that. They'll hear Sarah flipping out the back.
Topic.
Awesome.
So what is the topic?
You know what Sarah needs? Mm. Sarah needs a peanut gallery sponsor.
I know.
Sarah needs a dose of Serenitol.
No, she needs a peanut gallery sponsor. Someone to sponsor in the peanut gallery.
PGA?
Peanut Gallery Anonymous.
Peanut Gallery Anonymous.
Yes.
That's right. Meetings on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Hey, it can't be the PGA. Isn't that a golf tournament?
Well, you know,
yeah,
that's true.
So what?
We don't speak for them either.
Oh.
Yeah.
So doesn't our topic have something
to do with...
Do we
have any good Duran Duran songs?
Something like that? Hungry like the wolf.
I don't know that one. Yes, our topic is, what about people that have two sponsors for various reasons?
Multiple
and
sponsors.
Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Are there some circumstances in which it would be a good idea? Uh-oh.
Multiple
Sarah's
sponsors.
Got a good idea.
Girls who have multiples.
Girls with multiples.
Boys with multiples.
All the ones I know.
Boys uh-huh. interested in between.
That's what you think.
Oh, no, that's what I know.
All guys say that.
Shelly?
What?
Do you have any doubt of that?
I don't personally have any doubt of that.
Well, there you go.
But I can tell you that every guy... Never mind. Let's not even go there.
Okay. So, Mark.
What?
What would be the... I would think that for sure there's okay reasons for multiple sponsors, depending on what the situation is.
What would you think any reason would be for multiple sponsors?
I had a guy that came to me that had a severe gambling problem.
Yeah.
And although the feelings and things are the same as the reasons for behind getting loaded,
yeah,
I thought that it might be good for him to be able to relate to someone that could relate directly to his gambling addiction. So I said if he wanted to get a sponsor in Gamblers Anonymous, to go ahead.
Most
and if he wanted to do a fourth step, specifically about his gambling, he could do that as well.
Yeah, most people in Gamblers Anonymous don't have a gambling problem. They have a money problem.
They have a losing problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that was the only example that I have from me, is that I had a guy that was a gambler. And you know what? I know that a lot of the reasoning behind doing things is similar. But you know what? This guy was a go play the ponies guy. And it's like, you know, I found it challenging for him to talk to me about it, because I would try and push it towards like what I know as being the reasons behind drinking and using, and he pushed it towards a different type of obsession. So like when he would mention to me about playing the ponies, I never really played the ponies. I didn't have a lot of, you know, way to make him feel at ease with my knowledge. You know, it's like when you talk to alcoholics, the guy goes, oh, I drank like that. You know what? I never gambled like that.
What about multiple mind-altering substance sponsors?
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I see no reason for it.
Because you know what? Even though I never did heroin, I could sponsor a heroin addict because I've been around recovery a long time. I know a lot of heroin addicts. I know a lot of what they go through when they're getting clean. There's not a lot of things I haven't heard about in the drug field. But, like, I wouldn't want to sponsor an overeater because I have zero knowledge of that. But I have significant knowledge about drugs, even drugs I didn't do. What do you think?
I don't think the drugs are the issue, so I don't think it really matters. You know, why did heroin? Okay, so what? So don't do heroin. Okay, now what? It won't work on. I got an idea. Let's work on you.
True.
But, you know, I see people who do it and they... It's almost like prescription shopping. They get multiple sponsors.
For the answer they want to hear.
And that's right. And they just keep asking the question until they get the answer they want.
Yeah, I knew somebody like that in the program, but it wasn't even with sponsors so much. They would go around to everybody in the program they knew, present their problem, hoping for someone to tell them the answer they wanted to hear, whether it was their sponsor or not.
I mean, like, did I miss the movie? Like, when did Grand Sponsor become part of this deal?
I hear that a lot. I've got a sponsor who has a sponsor.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, my sponsor is not anybody I sponsor's sponsor.
Right. Yeah,
he's
my
not
grand
there
sponsor.
He's not there for them to call. They don't even know him, as a matter of fact. So,
although I've done that. Like, if I'm going out of town or something, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be unavailable,
a sponsor
I'll tell them that they got a problem, call my sponsor. I've done that before. Yes. Like when I go on when we went on vacation up to the bum frick nowhere, I said, you got a problem? Call Roger. Roger was more than happy to do that.
I don't know. There's also I've known several people, actually, that have a sponsor that they've worked with for a while that has worked really well for them for a while. But now that sponsor is having some issues in their own lives and they're not as available as they were before.
Then you get a new sponsor.
Well, but if you don't want to leave the old sponsor entirely behind, but for the time being you want someone else to talk to.
Because there's portions of that you went that sponsor's direction and portions that you went another sponsor's direction.
No, not necessarily. They just needed somebody to talk to one-on-one for a while their actual sponsor was unavailable.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you got a sponsor that just had a death in the family, and that sponsor's all caught up in all the trauma and stuff that goes along with that, and you really need someone to talk to, and they're really not emotionally available at that moment.
Right.
But you don't want to lose them as a sponsor forever. They just need a couple-week break.
Right.
Unless the death in the family is them, my experience with people in the program is when sponsors are dealing with, like, tragedy, they become like really, really, really good sponsors right at that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Just don't ask them. Don't say you got to give them your driver's license information to pick them up.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, there was one case where I had a gal that was actually online that asked me to sponsor her online, and I told her that I couldn't really sponsor her because you need to be face-to-face with somebody in order to sponsor them. You can't just do it, unless there's extenuating circumstances, you really can't sponsor somebody over the internet. But I told her that I would help her out. I would email her with her and stuff, and I gave her my phone number in case she wanted to call me, but that she needed to get an actual sponsor, and she wasn't really that thrilled with that idea because she didn't want, I got the impression that she didn't really want to do the work. And by having a, geographically unavailable sponsor, she could get out of things. And she did. And she eventually went and drank, so.
How are you guys in Bangladesh that you're sponsoring?
One guy doesn't write me anymore. Cool. The other guy wrote to me significantly for a while, and then they had it. Some guy from, like, the area or something came in with, that had a significant amount of time that moved in the area. And he said that the only problem they were having is this guy comes in, moves into the area, right? He's got like 15 years. He's the only guy. Like so like every single person.
So he literally is the program guru.
Basically. Yeah, and you know what? And apparently the deal with this guy is he's a little stressed about it because literally everyone is asking this guy. And he's like – and he tried different things. Like he was like going to run a meeting where the meeting was for nothing but his sponsee so he could just like – get everyone at the same place at the same time, and he's like, "That's not really that good." But
the Nancy Reagan thing. The Nancy Reagan thing works.
We talked to him.
What? Just say no.
Just say no.
We talked to him. We talked about it on a show not that long ago. It's like, how many sponsees is too many? And the guy's like, every single person is asking. And what he came up with the idea is, if I could get two or three of these guys all the way through their steps, they can start sponsoring. And I guess that's what the theory is.
We should send Ken and Greg over there to do the 12-step workshop. 12 steps one
Ken
day.
Ken and Greg? We need Charlie and... Yeah. Joe and Charlie.
I'm off in La La Land here. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Joe and Charlie. They do the Big Book Comes Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's actually...
I've never been to that one.
Cool. No, I have it on CD.
Cool. It's not
you guys ever get a chance to hear it?
Did you pirate it?
It's very cool. No. Oh, okay. It was given to me, actually. I wouldn't pirate program stuff. Are you kidding? Man.
I'm just curious.
I'm archiving a copy of it for someone.
Wait a minute. How can you pirate program stuff? Because they give you permission to record them when you do the meeting. So how can you pirate it? It's already free.
Well, and it should, you know what? And it should be free. It's program stuff. You know, it's like, that's where the whole thing with, that's another topic.
Well, the Big Book is.
I'll tell you what, that's another topic.
$8
making money off the program.
$8.33 for a Big Book should be free.
Well, that's just to pay for the printing cost.
That's cost on a Big Book. They're not making money. They're churning.
Has anybody checked that?
No. But I know, like, that all the guys that used to make bumper stickers and stuff that had AA symbols, they all got ground down on. Now it's hard to get stuff with regular AA symbols. There's stuff with other things on them, like picture of Bill and Bob, which I'm not even sure about that. But if you see a circle and triangle, either the triangle goes past the edge of the circle or it doesn't go all the way to the edge of the circle, and it's enough different that World Services can't come down on them for it. But lest we digress, Shelley.
What?
What do you think about multiple sponsors for multiple issues or programs?
I had a girl who has, you know, just blues, like most of my sponsees. I missed that, thank God.
The what?
I was sponsoring her for a while. She's now gone out. All my sponsees go out.
But you don't.
So if you feel like drinking, ask Shelly to sponsor
you. Yeah, I'm a sponsee killer. Well, I've got one that's not drinking.
Yet.
she was going to NA and going to AA. And I was fine with that, and I was willing to sponsor her, but she was like, she started to get, as we were going along, she started to get adamant about using the NA basic text. And I've read portions of the basic text, but I don't know that book well enough to sponsor someone out of it. And I have to, I'm not going to sponsor somebody out of what's in my head. I'm going to sponsor somebody out of what's in the book. You know, we need to read the book. We need to follow the steps in the book. And although they're the same steps, I wasn't comfortable doing that.
What if you just tell them they got to do it out of the big book?
I did. And she said she wasn't comfortable with that. And why she's gone out now.
Yeah. Yes. So then that works. I mean, that's okay. I mean, if they don't want you to sponsor them, if you're going to do it a certain way and they don't want to do it that way, then they can go get another sponsor that does it that way. But that's not having multiple sponsors.
Well, no, I told her that she could get an any sponsor if she wanted to do it out of the book, and I would still help her in AA if she wanted, but she didn't want to do that. She wanted just one sponsor, but she wanted me to use her book, and I said I couldn't do that.
Well, that's probably a good idea on their part, to get someone that uses the book that they want to use. That's
yeah, but
fine.
She wasn't willing to do that. She was just looking, I think, for an excuse to drink, really.
In case I decide to use Coke again, I guess I'll get an AA sponsor. That way I can still take cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Clearly. Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
I don't know. The multiple sponsor thing, I'm not always in favor of it, because I think that, you know, like Mark said, that you can, you know, hop around from various sponsors to find the answer you want.
Sponsor shopping.
Sponsor shopping.
I think that there are times when, you know, finding someone else to use temporarily, if you don't want to lose your sponsor, is fine, but not to take that too far.
Is that your final words?
Sure.
Mark, what would your final words be on it?
That if you keep shopping sponsors until you find one who tells you what you want to hear, you're going to work the program that you want to work, and you're going to end up loaded.
I agree. Like I said, for me, I think there might be certain reasons. I understand the thing like that Shelley said, if someone's emotionally unavailable for a short period of time, that you could use someone to bounce stuff off of. But multiple sponsors, I don't know. I mean, even though I've done it with someone, I'm not sure that's the right way to go. Shelley.
What?
Who's elite? Oh. Nope. Never mind.
We have other things to
Bruce.
Do first.
Yeah. Shelly.
Yes.
Do you have any friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities to get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Wow. Oof. Can you imagine this chick on speed? You should hear her read. Yeah.
12 traditions, 58 seconds.
58 seconds.
57 seconds. 57
seconds. Because we don't want anyone to really hear them and understand them. We just want to blaze
through. Oh, they're all newcomers. They're not listening anyway.
Mark, do you have any friends online?
We do. If you were to go to the recovery1.net site and scroll down, you would see a link that was...
Yeah, there's a drunk guy walking.
No, he's not. Really? That's just Matt.
It's one of our neighbors.
We would see you'd see a link that says, in the rooms. Big link. Can't miss it. You click on that, you'd be directed to intherooms.com. And you can go to intherooms.com. You can put up a profile. You can enter the age of your choice. You can use protection. Okay. So.
Wow. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. And anyway, you can go up and go to chat rooms and listen to speaker tapes, find online meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to the show while you search the site, and it is minimal cost.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds expensive.
It's free.
But it's free. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. recovery101radio@gmail.com. recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, let's write the crack staff. We need shirts that say crack staff.
I'm a member of the crack staff.
I think it's awesome. Our advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you'd like to advertise on this fine show, you can contact us any damn way you want. Smoke signals will work.
That's right.
And that's it. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
8 Days Clean.
Sweet. Which song?
Angel of Nothing.
Okay. Sweet. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. With the